Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim King. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Osteen. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Claude Osteen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting second. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. O'Connell moves to second. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is walked intentionally. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Francona moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Essigian moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cottier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of King. Kirkland reaches second base with a double. Essigian scores. Green scores. Romano moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Ray Rippelmeyer now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. Kirkland scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Rippelmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rippelmeyer hits a fly ball into center field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. O'Connell moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes O'Connell trying to get to home. Kirkland throws the ball into Romano who tags O'Connell who's trying to score from second, for the out. Woodling moves to second. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Schmidt settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Schmidt. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cottier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ray Rippelmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rippelmeyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Rippelmeyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of King. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rippelmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. 2 outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rippelmeyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rippelmeyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cottier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kindle hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Francona moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Luplow now playing left field. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Ray Rippelmeyer. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Codina now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kindle hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Cotter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 3 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard pinch hits for Chuck Essigian. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing center field. Bud Zipfel pinch hits for Marty Codina. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. O'Connell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.